Let's turn in our Bibles this morning to John chapter 4. We're going to read here in John chapter 4. This is the story today of what they call the woman at the well. John chapter 4, we're going to start reading verse 6. John chapter 4, verse 6. We'll be reading verses 6 through 15. John 4, 6 through 15. If you briefly glance up there to verse 4, you'll see that Jesus says, or that he implies, that he must needs go through Samaria. And so we see that Jesus realized that he had a need to go this other way to have contact with this community of Samaria. So, starting in verse 6, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Just quickly note here that Jesus got tired. He was walking, been walking for a ways, needed to sit down and take a break. So he sat down there by the well and took a break. Verse 7, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. Verse 8, for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat or food. Verse 9, then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Sounds like bad family relationships there. Right? We don't talk and we don't help each other. That was the assumption, right? But Jesus didn't abide by that assumption. He acted like he didn't even know it was there. Interesting, huh? Verse 10. Jesus answered and said to her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Verse 11, the woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? She simply responds to Jesus and says, well, you don't have anything to draw water with, so I don't know where you're going to be getting this water from that you're talking about. Verse 12. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Now she keeps going. She says, well, so basically, like, I don't know who you think you are. Are you saying that you're greater or more important than our grandfather, Jacob, who dug this well for us? I think if we pause here for a second, I think you can kind of see that there's a little bit of a reflection on this family problem that's going on. Because, see, the Jews' grandfather was Jacob as well. And the Samaritan's grandfather was Jacob as well. They had the same grandpa. And she says, basically, she claims him, right in front of him. She says, well, he's my grandpa, and he's the one that gave us this well. Once again, we see that Jesus didn't participate in that at all. Verse 13, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. That's where Jesus makes it known that he's switching the conversation from just talking about the well here to talking about a spiritual thing in our life. And he says there that he's talking about water that can spring up as a well inside of a person. Verse 15. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. I'm going to stop reading there. Let's pray real quick. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to look at your word. Thank you for these stories and examples that are recorded in your word to share with us how you feel and what you want, the things that you're concerned about, the things that you're not concerned about. Thank you for this today. We're asking that you would help us over the next few moments as we look at these words, that you would just reflect on our hearts what you'd have for us today. Thank you. Help me to say the things that you'd have me to and hold back on those that I should not. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everyone is thirsty or thirsting after something. Every one of us. Not just everyone here, but everyone in our family. I want you to think about today yourself, but also think about maybe those in our families that are close to us, maybe the ones that we're praying for. And as we think about them, we realize that they're thirsting, looking for something to satisfy, looking for water. And everyone's that way. Like I said, each one of us here, each one that's listening today, we are thirsting after something, wanting to be satisfied. I brought some things today. Actually, before I do that, I want to ask you this question. But to think about as we move through this little object lesson, and as we look at God's word today, what well, this is the question for us today, what well are you drinking from? This is for us. I'm not talking about the water point up here. I'm not talking about the bottled water dispenser at Walmart. I'm not talking about any other water source like that, right? What is the thing that you're running to that gives you satisfaction and that quenches your thirst? The thing that satisfies you in life. So what is it, or what well are you drinking from today? I brought these things today to look at to kind of help us to understand. I hope you can see up here in the front. I have several different things that you could drink. We're going to look at each one just quickly here. If we were to, let's talk about this side first over here. This is coffee. I drank at least 2 or 3 cups of this morning. If you drink this, how long is it going to be before you need some more, before you're thirsty again? Not very long, right? I every time I get coffee, I almost always, and I love coffee, I always get coffee, and I like to have water with my coffee. Because if I drink just coffee, pretty soon I'm dehydrated. Start getting a headache. I got to get some water, right? But if this is our only thing that we have, I mean, I suppose, I don't know if anybody's done it or not, if you can live on just coffee, but you probably could. I don't know. Maybe there's enough water in there to not die of dehydration. But you're going to get thirsty again, okay? That's the point today, right? This is a temporary solution. Actually, I'll guarantee you I'm going to go get some more here in a bit because it's already running out. What about this one here? This is some kind of fake juice. We call it Kool-Aid. It's got a little bit of water, a whole bunch of sugar, and some red dye in it. Pretty much that's it, right? I don't even think there's any juice in here. If you drink this, how long is it? You're going to be thirsty again, right? It's not going to last very long. What about, let's just go straight to water here this morning. What about this ball of water? If I drink this, it's not very long, and I'm wanting another one. This would be very similar to what the situation we read about today, the lady at the well, coming back to the well and drawing more water out to take it back and drink, running back over to the case of waters and grabbing another one because it's hot outside, because we talk too much and now our mouth is dry, or just because we're dehydrating and we need water, right? It's a temporary fix. You have to have more. You have to have more of the coffee or a Kool-Aid or water. What about this one? This, what is this stuff here? Lipton peach tea. This is a lie here because it says it's iced tea, but there ain't no ice in it. False advertisement. It's funny how they do that, huh? Iced tea in a bottle and there's even no ice in it. But it's to make you think that it sounds like it's good. Right? How long are you going to last this one? Not very long, right? We're going to be thirsty again soon. This is a temporary fix. It's nice to wash down some food and add some liquid to the situation. Here's one a little bit unique. What about if we what about hot chocolate? This is hot chocolate in a cup. Contains milk. Flavored with natural flavors. Milk chocolate. Sounds kind of good, huh? Probably tastes good. It's not gonna satisfy. If this is your thing, you're gonna have to come back and get another one right away, right? Pretty soon, another one. Pretty soon, another one. All right, I got a few more here. These two are sodas. We got ginger ale. It's good if your stomach's messed up. This one, Fanta, orange soda. This one's not good for anything. Oh, I don't like that kind. No, just kidding. But those are temporary, right? Soda's really temporary. Man, you drink that and you're almost thirsty again right away. Yeah. It's almost like it makes you thirsty. I think it does. And dehydrate takes away all that sugar. And so those are temporary. If that's your thing, you know, that's very, very temporary, right? Now I got a tricky one here, right? Pedialyte. Ooh, this one now is actually probably good for you, right? Mm-hmm. This is probably... might taste nasty, but this is probably the best one for you out of all of this. This is actually probably better. It is better than that water. It has things in it that will replace... It replaces your electrolytes, right? Let's see. Stuff like potassium and zinc, chloride. I don't know what all's in here. All kinds of good stuff that would help us with rehydration. If you've been sick, if you've been vomiting or whatever, you need to replace your fluid, that's a pretty good option. Even with that, that's the best option that I could come up with right here today. Even with that option, how long is that going to last? Very short time, right? If you drank that whole thing right now and then you didn't drink anything else, you're going to be thirsty within a couple hours. For sure, within a few hours, you're going to be thirsty again. It's a temporary thing, right? It's something that we have to come back to this over and over and over again. It's a good thing we're used to that since we're little babies. Otherwise, we think it's an inconvenience, right? Oh, man, now I got to drink water again. But we're used to it, right? That's what we do. Now, Jesus wasn't just talking about water, but Jesus used the water to help us to understand this today. So what in life might we be running back to get satisfaction? I want to mention just a few things, but there it could be a lot of different things. Let's say the first one, money. What about if that's our thing that we're after? It's money. If I could just have some more money, and then what happens when you get money? Does anybody know what happens? You spend it? Is that what you said? Yep. What happens after you spend it? You need more money, right? What about if you don't spend it and you just stash it? The people that just save it, what do they need? They need more money. Always, always, always you will need more money. It does not satisfy. But there's people that chase money their entire life. There's people that are chasing money all the time because they think that if I can just get some more money, that it'll fill this emptiness and this thing where I just feel like I'm not satisfied, I'm not complete. I'll be able to buy some fun over here and be able to kick back and take some vacation over here, and I'll be able to build some relationships with this money. But it's all a lie. It's just temporary, right? It's good for today, or maybe for a week. Maybe you make it 2 weeks if you got a lot. Money is temporary. It is not what satisfies. It buys a little tiny piece of happiness that then leaves us wishing that we had more money. Even the people that have millions and millions, there's not satisfaction in that. What about relationships? Some people try relationships, right? That could be relationships with a spouse, or relationships with family, relationships with people that are important. And we build relationships, right? We try to, you know, think, man, if I could just be friends with the right people, then that would be a connection. If I could just have somebody that would love me and treat me right, I would be happy. If I would just have this, and they're always, always, always searching for that satisfaction or completion in a relationship. I want to tell you this morning that relationships don't feel the emptiness inside. You know, you can be in a really good relationship and still be empty. You can be in lots of relationships that are less than good and always be searching for another. Actually, let's pause right here and look in this chapter that we read. Look at this lady. Jesus seems to go right down this line with her. I assume that this is what her thing was, that she was looking for satisfaction or completion in relationships. Always trying to be accepted and loved and to have whatever it is that she needed or wanted from a relationship. Let's there in chapter 4 of John, Jesus in verse 16, just after the last verse we read was 15, so now 16. Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. Jesus told her, said, go get your husband and come back over here. Verse 17, the woman answered and said, I have no husband. That's, if you stop right there, that would seem kind of strange. It'd be like, well, why is Jesus asking for somebody to go get their husband? Doesn't he know that she doesn't have one? Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that thou saidest truly. Jesus tells her, he says, go get your husband. She said, I don't have one. He says, you're right. You are correct. He said, because you've already had 5 and the one you're with now is not even your husband. And we see very quickly that Jesus is, think about this. He's trying to tell her, I've got something that will satisfy that thing down in your heart. That thing, that desire to be fulfilled, that desire to be loved, that desire to mean something. That, he said, I've got something that will fix that. So we see relationships, right? Might be something. That might be like the Kool-Aid, or maybe it's the sweet tea. I'm not sure. Or maybe it's a good relationship and it's Pedialyte. But it's not going to be the thing that satisfies, right? If you are chasing that, it's going to be a continued chase. Always trying to get fulfilled in that. The next one I had today to think about is just status, right? To try to be somebody that's important. To try to be maybe observed as that kind of person, or be involved in something that would be important. Politics or So maybe it's something important in the church or something important in the community or something important in the government. Always want that doesn't, that's not what's going to satisfy, right? You could be the president of wherever and have all these people that are happy with you, and it's not going to satisfy. You'll get there and find out that there's still an emptiness. There's still, actually what you'll find out is there's probably just as many people that don't like you when you get there. And that's the problem with when you find, when you start climbing up, and then you find out there's people that are on your side and there's people on the other side. And so anyway, the short is that's not what satisfies today. What about just things in general? You know, there's people that just collect things. If I could just get enough of these things that they'll make me happy. Because I'll know that if I have enough things around me, then I can always maybe sell some of those things, or I can use some of those things, or people always come and visit me because they need some of those things. Always things, right? Things don't satisfy. You can put whatever you want in that blank. That can be anything from sheep, cows, to milk jugs hanging on your wall. Chickens. Yep. They don't satisfy, right? They're a temporary thing. If you have those, you're going to either use them and need more, or you're going to have them and wish you had more in your collection, right? Now, I want to point out real quick that most of these things that I'm talking about today are not bad, right? Actually, they're good. Money is a blessing that God gives us to use and to be able to bless others and to be able to help our families and those kinds of things. Relationships are a blessing from God. It's something that God has ordained in marriage. It's a good thing. And things, right? We're thankful for these cars we drive. We're thankful for the animals. We're thankful for the list is on and on and on. We're thankful for those things. And they're a blessing. But if it is the thing that you are trying to get satisfaction from, like this Kool-Aid and this tea and this soda, it's not going to do it. Just like that woman that's going to run back to the well and get more water and go back and then run back the next day and get more, maybe twice in the same day. It's not going to satisfy. The last thing I want to mention is family. Like I said, there's a lot of things that we could mention. There's a lot of things that we could... You can fill in the blank wherever you want of things that people would be looking for satisfaction, that they're trying to quench that thirst or that desire for what they need. And family is a good thing. It's a blessing from God. I'm so thankful for the blessing of being able to have family, friends, and those connections like that, people that love us and will be there for us when we need help. Do you know there's people that their thing is that they would be able to have quality family relationships? And they are always trying to, you know, have that family close to them. And they're always trying to have that relationship. Some people do that with children. If I can just have some children, or I have a kid, then they think that that's going to complete the thing, right? Kids are a blessing. Brothers and sisters are a blessing. Grandmas and grandpas are a blessing. Moms and dads are a blessing. That is not the thing. Actually, what happens if you rely on that? It will be a very short time before somebody's going to let you down. I'm just being honest. That's the way it is, right? Even if you have the most perfect family relationship, it's going to let you down. And it's not going to be the thing that satisfies. What are we talking about today? The question we're asking is, what well are you drinking from? Where are you getting your water from? Where are you getting that satisfaction of what makes you feel complete? And if it is any of those things that we're talking about today that we've mentioned thus far, it will disappoint and it will be short-lived. Jesus today has, just like he told this woman at the well, he's there. Okay, let's think in our mind for a second here. Let's think of Jesus beside this well, right? And he's sitting there. He's tired from walking, and he's sitting there, and this lady comes out to get some water, right? Because she needs water. She's thirsty. Again. Maybe it's the second time today. She's hauling water again. Yesterday she hauled water. Tomorrow she's going to haul water. The day after that, the day after that. This is an ongoing thing. Jesus sits down there, and he says, I have water that you won't even be thirsty again. And she begins to try to understand what he's saying because she can't see where he's going to be able to, you know, put together a pipe and make it over to her house or anything like that. And then he goes into this relationship thing, right? He says, go get your husband. He hits right on, I believe he hits on the problem in her life. And he says, I have the thing that will satisfy you. Actually, he said, it's going to be like a well inside of you coming up that would satisfy from the inside. And imagine this morning, wherever our well is, wherever our water source is, I'm not talking about drinking water and these things. I'm talking about where do we run to get satisfaction? Is that grandma? Is that mom? Is that a relationship, a husband, a wife? Is that a children? Is that money? Is that whatever? Is it things? Is it drugs, alcohol? What is the thing that we're running to? That, you know what? Every one of those things, you have to run back to it again. You have to run back to it again and again and again. You ran there yesterday, you went there today, and you'll be there tomorrow. Because it does not satisfy. It's no better than any of these drinks up here. It'll be as short-lived as any one of them, and you'll be back at it again. And so I want us to think in our mind today what that well is that we're running to for peace and joy and relief and help, whatever we're running to. And I want you to think this morning that Jesus is sitting right there beside that well. Right there. Imagine that Jesus would go out of his way to go to a place that he really was not wanted, to sit down beside something and then have a conversation. And that's what he does for us today. He goes out of his way and he sits down besides the place where we get our fix, where we get our relief, where we try to get our little bit of feel good, where we try to get our little bit of I feel better now because I've... And he sits down right there. And he says, I've got what you need. I've got something that can be like a well of water springing up inside that brings forth to eternal life. That's what he told this lady. You see that we were meant to be satisfied by Jesus. We were meant to be satisfied by a relationship with Him. Not just a relationship, but His Holy Spirit living inside of us that springs up to give us the thing that we need. That's how when life gets hard and when trouble is real and everything slides sideways and the storm is blowing, that we're able to have something inside that helps us to be able to make it through. His guidance and His direction, His healing and His help. It doesn't matter if the money runs out. It doesn't matter if the relationship's broke. Is it sad? Of course it's sad. And is it hard? Of course it's hard. But there's something that's more important than the money, that's more important than the relationships, that's more important than the drugs and the alcohol that springs up inside and gives us peace in the midst of that storm, gives us direction in the midst of that darkness when you can't see which way to go. It's the direction from Him inside. Know what to say or what to do. And that is how we were meant to be. That's how God intended for it to be. And yet, in our darkness and in our deceived ways that we live, being deceived by the devil and deceived by those around us sometimes, we drift off into areas of trying to be satisfied here and trying to be satisfied there. One day to the next and next to the next, slowly chained up, tighter and tighter, knowing that tomorrow we're going to go do the same thing over again. And we're going to end up after we do that same thing with the same realization that this is only a short-term satisfaction. We're going to be thirsty again tomorrow. We're going to need it again the next week. So I love that song that we sang this morning, Glorious Freedom. Breaking the chains, that Jesus would break those chains of sin and allow us to have freedom in Him. What are you trying to get satisfaction from today? Where are you going to get your drink of water? And then the question is, are you satisfied? Does it really satisfy? Where you're getting it, is it satisfying you? I hope it's from Jesus today. I hope that He has had that meeting with you and that you've had that with Him. I just think it's a beautiful picture. I really, the Lord clarified this in my mind this morning even more, that the place that I was running to, even though it was the wrong thing, even though it was something that was no good and it would not satisfy, that is where Jesus met me, right there. I didn't have to somehow climb out of that hole and make it over here to where He was. Jesus came right down to where I was, the place where I was running to every day with my heartache and my pain, trying to get satisfaction. And He met me right there. And He says, hey, I got what you need. I got something better than that. I thank the Lord that He did, that He met me right where I was. He's still the one that gives living water. He's still the one that is sitting by the wellside. He's still sitting there waiting to have a conversation with you and with me, with our family members, those that are struggling. I think, you know, those that are, you know, and I agree, like we want to have them come into good places and we want to have them be around good people. But aren't you glad this morning it doesn't depend totally on that? That Jesus is a God that will meet them right where they are. Thank the Lord for that today. This is not some kind of hopeless situation. He's still a God that wants to change hearts and is in the business of putting living water inside of people so that we can be satisfied. No matter what's going on outside, that there's satisfaction and fulfillment through that relationship with Him, through His Holy Spirit living in us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your word today. Thank You for this speaking to my heart today, reminding us again that you meet us right where we're at with the thing that we really need. Thank You, Lord, that You love us that much. Thank You for Your forgiveness. Thank You for your love, Your help, for Your Holy Spirit that would live in us and guide and direct our hearts and our lives and satisfy the deepest longings of our heart. It's a beautiful thing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Think about it today, that desire that we would have to be satisfied. And God has the thing that can completely satisfy. Continually inside, satisfying. That's what that well is that's on the inside. Thank the Lord for that.